Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show today, first thing I want to tell y'all is, number one, my car got broken into over the weekend, so if the sound sounds weird, it's because I'm getting a new mic for when I'm going around town and I don't have time to be at my setup, which is becoming more and more frequent. So if sounds sound a little different, it's because someone stole my microphone when they broke into my car like 2 days ago. Anyways, oh man, I got stories. Y'all, I don't want this to become like a story channel. That's not really what I normally do, but I tell the stories not to show you that I'm some adventurer and I'm so cool and whatnot. No, I'm not a jerk like that. No, I mean, I tell these stories to show y'all why I came up with the biblical bachelor lifestyle, why I believe in being an intellectual nomad, why I talk about the things we talk about on the show, and why people love listening to the show. The reason is because there's realness in these stories. I'm not talking about these fake TikTok stories that these women and these dudes tell. That's like, there is no way. You took some plot of some movie and you put yourself in there with a bunch of made up names and you thought, oh, this sounds like a good idea, let's make this up. Guys, I got receipts on everything, and if anybody wants me to show my text messages, they want me to show timestamps, I could do all that. I don't make this up. But over the weekend, I was hanging out with Rachel again over the weekend. For those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, Rachel's the girl that I've been hanging out with for the last couple weeks. She's very territorial over me. She doesn't like when other girls talk to me. She doesn't like it when I show her that I got options. And I don't go out of my way to be a jackass, because I don't see a point in just being a jackass for no reason. But other girls, they approach me, they look at me in the gym, they do all this shit. Not because I'm some alpha whatever, but because that's just the way my life goes. And I was hanging out with her this weekend. Yo, man. Tell me why, when I'm hanging out with her over the weekend, she dropped the fact that she loved me. And I was like, ooh, that's a little gonna cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs side. I know what y'all gonna say. Hold on, don't type yet. Don't say anything. Don't. Hold on, I'm not done. Over the weekend, so she comes over to my place. She lives a little bit away, so she stays for a couple days. And it's so hilarious. We go. First of all, we went to the shooting range. That was really fun. She can actually shoot a gun pretty well. But what's so weird, guys, and if any of y'all have had a girlfriend or a wife, you know what I'm going to say. When you are around a woman for a couple days, like, she sleeps in your bed, she's hanging out with you, you get food for her, all this stuff, the more you hang out with a woman, the less you get back. There's like a point of diminishing returns. There's a certain point where the more you do, the less you get. Y'all ever been in a situation before where the more you do, the less you get in return? Like, the more you try to do that, the more you try to give, the more you try to be nice, the more you try to do stuff, the less you're getting back in return. Which I already knew that, but I was testing it just to see how, at what point stuff changed, because I wanted to experiment. This, for me, I know some of you all expressed concern for me, and I appreciate y'all brothers for showing concern for me. I really do. Just know, this is not my first rodeo. This is just the first time that I'm actually showing y'all what, behind the scenes, what it is I'm doing. Because I don't want this to be another show where, oh, I just brag on women and women are no good and men are great and the divorce laws suck. Like, yeah, we'll talk about those things. They're important. But I want to talk more about what women don't want you to know and what a lot of us don't find out till later in life. When we're in high school, when we're in college, when we're outside of college, not all of us get to see behind the curtain of the game. The game's unfolding on the stage and we're in the audience. Sometimes we get called up and we're in the game. We don't get to peek behind the curtain to see what the friends are saying, to see what the family is saying, to see what she's saying, to see where the ex is. Oh, yeah. All those things we don't find out about till usually after the relationship's over, when we hear about it. No, I'm doing this because I want to show y'all what it is that women want you to do to keep you in the loop and to go back to the plantation. That is most relationships today. There are some relationships, very few, and I say this not to pander. I say this because there are relationships that are outside the norm that are healthier and are not as toxic as most relationships. But the reason I point them out is to prove the rule, not to get you to shoot to be some miracle unicorn couple. That's not what I want you to do, because that's just not feasible. It's not feasible for you to do that. If you do that, you're trying to aim for the 1% of the 1%. You're trying to shoot for something that's just not realistic. And even if you're married and you're listening to the show, understand that you should still be alpha in your relationship. You should still be the leader in your relationship. Don't think that the game is over because you're married. No. The game just changed a chapter. You're playing a different game. You're playing a different level of the same game. And if you think I'm making this up, well, okay, you can feel free not to listen. But when I'm telling you the story of, I'm simulating this. When I'm hanging out with Rachel, I'm getting her lunch, breakfast, dinner, all the stuff. I'm basically almost semi-living with this chick for the weekend. Now, I'm not going to move in with this girl. I'm not going to marry this woman. I don't plan on doing any of those things. You know why? Because that doesn't work. At least not for me. Doesn't work. Not a good idea. The more you intertangle stuff, the more you risk getting completely screwed over. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because, men, you need to understand how to speak a woman's language. This is discussed in The Manipulated Man by Esther Vilar. Fantastic book. I recommend you listen to it or read it only if you are ready to hear the truth in a way that's going to change your life forever. If you're ready for that, read that book. When I talk about speaking the language of women, I mean you need to hear what they say and understand that there are layers to what they said. For example, oh, I can't believe I'm going to tell you all this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I was hanging out with Rachel yesterday. I dropped her off yesterday. I was like, I need to get away. I need to go back to my normal life. I can't handle this shit no more. I need to be alone for at least a week, if not more. She was like, oh, you have boyfriend dick. And I was like, what? And she's like, oh no, that's a compliment. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I was like, oh fuck. I need to step my game up. I was like, in what dimension is that a compliment? I was like, oh, y'all can make fun of me if you want. Go ahead. It's up to you. You can tell me. It's all good. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. It's one of those things where I'm like, I would rather be, I don't see, is that a compliment to anybody? What do you think? Do you think that's a compliment? I don't. I think I'd rather you just have said, oh, you don't get my pussy wet. I'd rather you've just said that, because that seems like a better thing to say, even though I know it to be factually incorrect. Like, you don't have to believe me, but I'll tell you right now, that thing ain't never dry when I'm going in there, just so you know. So but that was the thing that threw me off. I was like, wait a minute. What is that supposed to mean? Because, like, I was thrown by that. I was like, that is not a compliment. I know you're phrasing it like it is, but it's not. And so I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm doing too damn much. Now, keep in mind, her friends hate me because I've openly told her, oh yeah, I got other girls on the roster. I see them on the regular. She got mad about that. Her friends got mad about that. And I was like, look, if you want to get mad, stay mad. I don't care. But gentlemen, the more you hang out with a woman, the more she's going to expect things from you. I know some of you have been married or you are married and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you can't give up leverage. That's the point I want you to know. when they tell you, oh, I want to be monogamous. Oh, I really want you to just, I don't want to share. You ever heard that one before? I don't want to share. She uses that all the time. And I say to myself, then why is it whenever other girls check me out and you're with me, you'll grab my hand tighter. You'll hug me or you'll give me a kiss on the cheek. Like, you'll do these things when other women check me out. I know it. I see it. But yet, you just want me to yourself. But yet, you like it when other women are checking me out. When your friend told you that I looked like an AI-generated guy, I looked that good. I'm not making this up. She said that to me yesterday. Her friend told me that yesterday. Her other friend told me that if she was single, she would have sex with me. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, everything that women accuse us of as men, it's the other way around. They call us men, all we dirty dogs, all we think about is one thing. Yeah, all they think about is one thing. Monopolizing you. They want all your attention, your resources, your money, your time, your energy, all of it. They want all of it. They don't want anybody else to get anything. And gentlemen, that's why I'm telling you, you need to understand the language of women. You need to do these in-field tests. I know guys who are, quote, red pill, but they don't interact with women very much. And I think to myself, that's like saying I'm a Christian, but I don't read the Bible, I don't go to church, and I don't believe in Jesus. It's like, wait a minute, what? What sense does that make? None. But you need to test these things the way that I do, or at the very least, you could say, hey, Austin, I appreciate you sharing these infield receipts, even if they're embarrassing. Because that's what I want to be doing from now on, alongside the normal programming that we have. Because I'm going to be moving here in about a week and a half, going to a different state. And so I'm going to have a lot more time, especially on my road trip. I'll probably just do more road rants, and I'll talk more about different topics throughout my, 20-hour drive. So be prepared for that in the coming weeks. But my friends, when it comes down to it, more of us need to compare notes. Because at the end of the day, we can get on the same page with principles. But if you're not out here in the field, you're not out here testing these theories, out here putting your belief system to the test, I am not going to take a single word you say seriously. You're just going to repeat talking points from 2016, it's from 2015, 2020, and think that you're in the know. You know what you're talking about. No, my friends. The dating marketplace is always adapting, always changing, and you need to be on the front line so that you can share experiences like I do, and I have been. And let me tell you something. Do not validate the woman too much. I don't care if you're even married to her. Make her work for your validation. Make her work for you saying, yeah, you know, you look decent in that dress, or yeah, you could look better. Always keep them on their toes, because most dudes are simps and they will validate their woman immediately. Oh, girl, you look so good. Or, damn, babe, you look great. Don't say those things. I've been saying, for example, when I talk to Rachel and she's like, oh, do I look good in this? Or, oh, do I look good in that? Or whatever. I tell her, I always say something somewhat good and then give constructive criticism right afterwards. I'd be like, for example, she's like, oh, I look good in this dress. I'd be like, you'd look better in these leggings instead. I'll say something like that. Or, it would look good if it weren't for, your hair's all messed up. Like, I say something like that, not to be a dick, but to say it because it's true. I'm not going to sit here and just say, oh, you're beautiful, and oh, you're this, oh, you're that. No, I'm going to tell you the way it is. And men, if you think that women are going to despise you for that, no. No, they honestly respect you more for it because you're honest. You're not just sitting there telling them what they want to hear, being like a programmed NPC. You remember, y'all ever played like RPGs like Skyrim or Elden Ring or all these other games where you talk to the NPC and after you exhaust their dialogue, they just say the same thing over and over on repeat every time you talk to them? That's what a lot of men are like. They run out of things to say, so they just start flattering the woman. They just start saying things that they think they want to hear. They don't actually mean them. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy, because that guy sucks. That guy's uninteresting and boring. Gentlemen, I'm happy to share more of these stories. I have plenty of them. As time goes on, I'm putting myself in situations that I normally wouldn't put myself in because I want to use them, A, for content, and B, to get the point across as to why I say, don't get married if you're not married, because it's just a huge risk. If you're already married, I recommend you make it work. But if you're not married, don't just get married because you think you should. If anything, you should make it strategic, like the politicians do. You ever wonder why a lot of politicians, like the Clintons, the Obamas, why do you think they don't get divorced like that? Answer: because they didn't marry for love. They're not stupid. They don't marry for love. Very new concept, by the way. My friends, if you want to hear more about the story, I'm happy to tell you more about this weekend. But the main theme I got from this weekend that I wanted to share with you is A, the law of diminishing returns, and B, you need to understand that women talk in a way that makes it seem like they're saying something good, when in fact they're saying something bad. They're insulting you, or they're saying something that sounds good, but it's actually bad, or it's constructive. So be aware of that. My friends, take care of yourselves. Prepare for more stories in the future as this train wreck pulls into the station. I'm curious how this plays out. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Take care. Peace out.